You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox. Chapter 22, Love Language.
On Wednesday, Stephanie decided to text Chris right after the kids left for school, so there wasn't any confusion about whether or not she wanted him to come over. She said, "If you want to come over today, that would be nice. No pressure, just if you want to." He sent her a thumbs up. 30 minutes later, he showed up. "Hey, how are you?" Stephanie asked when he came through the door with Amara.
"Besides being incredibly sleep-deprived and still reeling from having to talk to Jody, I'm peachy,"
he responded, looking stressed. "Oh, no. Amara fell asleep at like 6:30 yesterday. I'm sorry. Did she keep you up for a long time?" He let out a stressed sigh.
"It's fine. Really, that's life."
"What time did she finally settle down?" Stephanie asked.
"I'm not telling you,"
Chris grumbled. He walked past Stephanie into the living room and sat down on the couch, looking exhausted. "Maybe you should leave her here again tonight," Stephanie suggested. He hummed undecidedly. A little while later, Stephanie got out the questionnaire. "Feel like answering some questions?" she asked. Chris nodded. "How about this one? What's your biggest fear?" Chris opened his mouth to talk, but Stephanie said, "Wait, I think I know this one." Chris looked at her anticipatingly. "Is it cancer?" Chris gave her half a smile.
"It's not just cancer,"
he corrected.
"You could die of any number of things."
"Your greatest fear is losing me?" Stephanie asked humbly. Chris nodded.
"Like I lost Katie."
He rubbed his eyes. "Then you would have 8 children to take care of. But you'd have twice the amount of grandparents to help, and you'd have a house."
"Okay, stop talking,"
Chris said sharply.
"I do not want to think about it."
Stephanie smiled kindly at him. "I'm sorry, didn't mean to scare you." Chris looked at her.
"So what's your greatest fear?"
"I think my greatest fear is failing as a mother," she answered.
"Yeah, failing as a parent is up there on the list for me, too."
He looked stressed, so Stephanie decided to change the subject. "Next question. What's your love language?"
French?
He said, confused. "That's not what it means. What's your love language? What makes you feel the most loved?" Chris still looked lost. "Have you never heard of the 5 love languages?" Stephanie asked. Chris shook his head, so she continued. "I will give you multiple choice. Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts. You don't have to pick just one. First, tell me which one is the most important to you." Chris thought for a moment.
Tell me again.
So Stephanie repeated the list slower. Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch.
"I like that one,"
he said. "Physical touch?" Stephanie asked.
"Yeah."
Stephanie blinked at him.
"I got it wrong, didn't I? See, I told you I'm no good at tests."
No, there's no wrong answer. It's just..." Chris cleared his throat uncomfortably. Stephanie blurted out, "I knew you didn't like me."
"Stephanie."
"You don't kiss me goodnight unless I make you. You never want to hold my hand or let me sit by you. You don't like my massages."
"Stephanie."
Chris interrupted her. She ignored him. "You literally told me yesterday not to touch you."
"Stephanie."
Chris said abruptly. "Huh," she huffed, putting her hands on her hips.
"It's not that I don't like you. It's that I like you too much."
She gawked at him.
"And we often don't have adequate supervision."
Chris gave her the look. Stephanie stared at him for a moment longer. She was so relieved that Chris didn't actually hate her that she let out a short laugh. She took a deep breath and nodded her head. She looked down at the paper in her hands. She wasn't reading. She was just still processing everything. Chris's confession made her happy, but at the same time, it made her a little uncomfortable. Chris cleared his throat. So Stephanie looked back up at him.
"I like all the rest about the same, except maybe gifts last, because that just makes me feel guilty."
Then he muttered to himself.
"Actually, they all make me feel guilty. Anyway, what's your love language?"
Stephanie recollected her thoughts. "I think it's quality time first, acts of service second, physical touch third, words of affirmation fourth, and receiving gifts fifth."
"Sounds like you've thought about this before,"
Chris laughed. Chris's phone started buzzing in his pocket, so Stephanie went to check on the kids, who were playing in the bedroom. When she came back into the room, Chris was still on the phone, looking as stressed as ever.
"Well, he is actually about to change schools. Tomorrow will be his last day. Okay, thank you for letting me know. Yep, thanks,
he said sharply. Then he ended the call. Chris growled in frustration.
Ugh, that was Caden's school.
He rubbed his forehead.
They said that Caden has to participate in the after-school homework help club. I told them he can't because I have to go to work. They pretended like they couldn't hear me and started registering him for it anyway. That principal makes me crazy. He never listens to anything I say.
If you need me to, I can pick Caden up from the after-school program. Stephanie thought of the time commitment that would entail. Caden's school was 15 minutes from their house, and she would usually have to load up the kids to take them along. She didn't love the idea, but she would do it for Chris if he wanted her to.
No, I'm so sick of them. I told the principal Caden who was starting a new school after tomorrow.
He looked at Stephanie, asking the question with his eyes. Have you talked to Caden about that? She asked. She thought it was a great idea, but she knew Caden needed to be a part of it.
Ha, no. I just decided 2 minutes ago,
he admitted. You should probably talk to him about it. Make sure he's okay with it. Chris nodded. The sounds of fighting came from down the hall. Amara suddenly started screaming. Chris ran into the bedroom with Stephanie close behind. Stephanie immediately knew what had happened. She could tell by the guilty look on Matthew's face that he had bit her. Matthew Carlos Wren, we do not bite, Stephanie yelled. Chris went and picked up Amara. She had a purple bite mark on her arm. Oh, poor baby, Stephanie said. I am so sorry. She picked up Matthew and roughly carried him out of the bedroom into the kitchen. She turned one of the kitchen chairs around so that it was facing the wall and put Matthew down on the chair. He started crying. He stood up on the chair and turned around, reaching up for Stephanie. She turned him back towards the wall and sat him back down. No, you are in trouble. You sit here until the timer beeps. She had to turn him back around probably a dozen times before he gave up and crumpled into a ball on the chair, wailing. Stephanie set a timer on the stove for 3 minutes. Then she got some ice and took it to Chris, who was sitting with Amara in the living room. I am so sorry, she said again.
It happens,
Chris grumbled. Stephanie rubbed Amara's head. You okay, baby? She asked. Matthew came into the living room.
Not already!
He screamed. His face was bright red in anger. Stephanie saw that big red fail stamp again. Oh, Matthew. She walked over to him and picked him up. You are my baby. Come on, after your timer beeps, we can say sorry, and then I can read you a story. Matthew did not want to sit on his chair until the timer beeped, so Stephanie spent the rest of the 3 minutes putting him back on the chair. Then they went into the living room together to say sorry to Amara. Matthew didn't want to say sorry. Then he didn't want to read a story. Instead, he went into the bedroom and started throwing the Paw Patrols that Caleb was playing with. Caleb got mad and started screaming at Matthew. When Stephanie went in to check on them, Matthew was just about to bite Caleb. Matthew! Stephanie yelled. Matthew turned around and ran past Stephanie, smacking her on the leg. Then he ran into the kitchen and went into the pantry to hide. Stephanie walked into the living room, shaking her head. Chris looked at her apologetically. I think things are going to get worse before they get better, Stephanie sighed. There are going to be some growing pains.
You mean with the kids?
Chris asked. Yeah, I think all the change is going to be hard.
Yeah, it will take some getting used to,
he agreed.
But it's going to be a good change.
Stephanie nodded in agreement.
Hey, it's your turn to get some work done.
Chris remembered.
I can hold down the fort.
If you're sure, thank you. Stephanie started to walk into the bedroom. Then she stopped and turned to look at Chris. Oh, Matthew should probably go use the bathroom, and please don't let them play with Play-Doh anywhere but the table. Oh, they are probably ready for lunch. You can feed them.
I got it.
Chris interrupted her. Stephanie was listening to a lecture when she heard a lot of chaos coming from outside her room. She went to check on Chris and the kids. Chris was standing in the kitchen with a screaming Amara on his hip. Matthew was sitting on the chair facing the wall, sucking his thumb. The chair was now pushed into the corner, and Chris was standing with his free hip facing Matthew, so he was blocked in. When Matthew saw Stephanie, he stood up and reached for her, but Chris gently sat him back down. Stephanie walked over and took Amara off of Chris's hip and carried her into the bedroom, shutting the door behind her. Her bite wasn't as bad this time, and she quickly settled down as Stephanie rocked her. Stephanie waited a couple of minutes before she came back out of the bedroom. A timer on Chris's phone was just starting to go off.
Okay, bud, you can get down now,
he said to Matthew. Matthew hopped off the chair and ran over to Stephanie and hugged her leg. Stephanie passed Amara back to Chris and picked up Matthew. I think he responds better to you than he does to me, she said.
That's because I'm not his mommy,
Chris replied. Stephanie hugged Matthew. Matthew, I love you. You are my baby forever, but sometimes we have to share. Matthew laid his head on Stephanie's shoulder. It's hard to share sometimes. Matthew nodded. But that doesn't mean we can bite.
Sorry, Mommy.
Matthew cooed. Thank you for saying sorry. Did you tell Amara sorry? Matthew shook his head and glared. Matthew, look at Amara's owies. You hurt her a lot, Stephanie said, walking over to where Chris had sat down on the couch with Amara. Chris held up Amara's arm to show Matthew the purple bite marks. Matthew spit raspberries at Amara. Amara giggled, so Matthew squealed at her. Stephanie sighed. Should we go read a book now?
No, I'm getting too angry,
Matthew said. Amara was starting to snuggle into Chris, so Stephanie traded him. She rocked Amara to sleep while Chris pushed Matthew and Caleb on the swings. Chris watched the boys and tried to get some work done while Stephanie finished up her homework for the day. Then Chris left to pick up Caden. The rest of the day, Stephanie tried to give Matthew lots of attention and was careful not to call Amara baby anymore. Even still, Matthew bit her another time while the kids were all doing homework. After that, Stephanie didn't feel like she could look away for 2 seconds. She felt terrible that Amara had been bitten 3 times. Poor girl, she didn't understand why Matthew was being so mean to her. After dinner, Amara fell asleep and Stephanie could finally stop worrying about her and Matthew being in the same room as each other. It had been a huge stress on her and she was exhausted. She made it through the bedtime routine and went to sing to the kids. She made sure to hug Caden and told him that she loved him. He said,
I love you too, and you love my dad too, huh?
Stephanie said. I think I do. Well, I know I do, because Jesus said to love everyone. That satisfied him, and he settled down, and everyone went to sleep. After Stephanie and Chris ate their late, reheated dinners together, Chris went to get Caden. Caden sat down and started pulling on his shoes.
Hey, Dad,
Caden said.
Guess what Stephanie said.
Oh, no, Stephanie thought. She knew where this was headed.
Huh?
Chris asked. Stephanie was already starting to blush.
She said she loves you, Dad,
Caden declared. Stephanie chuckled uncomfortably.
She said that?
He looked at Stephanie with his eyebrows up. What I said was that Jesus said to love everyone, Stephanie clarified. Chris laughed.
Yeah, you said you loved my dad,
Caden repeated as he stood up. He's twisting my words, Stephanie said quietly. Chris smiled smugly at her.
Uh-huh,
he teased.
Come on, Dad.
Caden grabbed Chris by his pants pocket and pulled him towards the door.
Hold on, I gotta get Amara,
Chris said. Then he looked at Stephanie.
Should I get Amara?
He asked. Unless you want to leave her with me again, Stephanie answered cheerfully. Chris rubbed his beard. You do want to leave her, Stephanie guessed. He pursed his lips.
Well, I want to be your daddy. It actually made me really sad that she ran to you and not me when we picked her up from my mom's.
Aw, I'm sorry. Stephanie felt bad, but thought it was adorable that Chris was sad about it. She didn't even know you were gone last time. She slept the whole time, I swear. You know, if you take her back to Jody's, she's just going to wake up and keep you up all night again. Just leave her here and come back again tomorrow to work on things. Chris didn't respond. He just rubbed his beard again. I can see you're having a hard time making up your mind. Do you want me to make it up for you? Stephanie asked.
Yes, please.
Chris smiled. Go home and go to bed. I'll see you in the morning, Stephanie said. Then she gave him a quick kiss. She was moving in to kiss him again, but he took a step back before she could.
Good night,
he said. Then he remembered something. He pulled an envelope out of his pocket.
Here. Sorry I didn't include an overnight fee.
You can't afford my overnight fee, Stephanie smirked. Chris tried not to smile and put his hand over his eyes.
Don't say things like that,
he moaned. He actually sounded genuinely bugged. Sorry, Stephanie blushed.
I'm leaving now. Night.
He walked out the door. Amara slept really well until about 1 a.m. when she woke up crying. Stephanie tried for a long time to get her back to sleep, but she was inconsolable. Stephanie really didn't want to bother Chris, but she finally decided she needed to make sure he felt that everything was okay. She dialed and waited nervously for him to answer. Chris answered groggily. Amara continued crying.
She woke up, huh?
Chris's voice was lower than usual from having just woken up. Yeah, I'm sorry. I tried not to call you, but she just won't stop crying. Is this normal, or is she maybe sick? Stephanie said over the sound of Amara's crying.
No, that's normal. I'm really sorry. Do you want me to come over and get her? I'd have to wake up Caden and bring him along. I don't want him to wake up and me not be here.
No, don't come get her. I was just wondering if I should be concerned or just wait it out, Stephanie said. Or maybe if you know a trick to settling her down?
There's no trick, not that I know of. I'm really sorry.
Then he thought of something.
Well, sometimes she likes it when I sing to her.
Amara continued to cry. Stephanie bounced her on her hip. Kay, you're on speakerphone now, Stephanie said.
Ha, that's not what I meant,
he said, sounding self-conscious. You're not going to sing? How disappointing, Stephanie said.
I meant maybe you could sing to her. I shouldn't have said anything.
But when Chris said that, Amara stopped crying. She heard you talking. I think you're still her favorite. Chris chuckled.
Hey, Marmar, go to sleep. I'll be there in the morning. Love you.
Amara reached for the phone. Stephanie handed it to her, and she hugged it and laid down on Stephanie's pillow. Stephanie laughed. She's cuddling the phone. Chris laughed on the other line. He was quiet for a moment, and Amara started to fuss again. Chris started singing.
Abide with me, 'tis eventide. The day is past and gone.
Stephanie laid down next to Amara and listened to Chris sing. By the time he had finished the song, Amara's eyes were mostly closed. It was quiet.
Did you both fall asleep?
Chris asked quietly. Almost, Stephanie answered. Amara started to cry again. Quick, you better sing some more, Stephanie said.
Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, e'en though it be a cross that raiseth me.
Chris reached the end of the song. Amara was breathing quietly, still hugging the phone. Chris was quiet on the other end, probably listening to see if Amara would cry again. After a little while, Stephanie slid her phone out from Amara's arms. The call was still going. You still there? Stephanie whispered.
Huh? Yeah.
Chris whispered back. You were falling asleep, weren't you?
Yeah.
He said sleepily. Stephanie took the call off speakerphone. Good job putting her to sleep.
Hopefully she stays asleep for you.
Chris replied. She was so cute, hugging the phone. I wish I could have taken a picture for you, but you know she had my phone.
Huh.
He replied quietly. Chris?
Huh.
What I told Caden is that I think I love you. I mean, when he asked, he brought it up.
I did not put him up to that,
he said. The thought hadn't occurred to Stephanie until he said it, and then she began to wonder. Stephanie went on. It's just hard to say it because it's not the same. Not yet. Maybe it'll never be. I don't know.
I get it,
Chris said quietly. And I think part of me is scared to love again. It just hurts so much.
I know,
Chris agreed. They sat there in silence for a little bit. Chris, I know you don't like to talk about Katie, but I like talking about Jason. I'm sure they don't want us to forget about them. Chris sighed.
It's not that I don't like talking about her. I don't know. I guess part of me doesn't want to have to think about her because it hurts, and partly I worry that you don't want me to talk about her.
Because you don't like it when I talk about Jason?
I didn't say that.
There was a long pause. Chris?
Hmm.
I do love you.
I love you too, Stephanie.
Stephanie's heart burned. She smiled. Thanks for calling me Stephanie this time.
Yeah. That could have been a disaster. You would probably never forgive me.
Maybe. They were quiet for a long time again. Stephanie broke the silence. I should let you go to sleep. Chris breathed in suddenly.
Huh?
You were sleeping, weren't you? Stephanie laughed.
Huh? Yeah. Sorry.
Good night.
Night.
Chris said sleepily.